Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the Spotlight this morning, Task Force Americas has its annual dinner celebration Saturday, September 21st in San Rafael, and a couple other events before that in Santa Rosa. I'm here with Task Force Americas board member Maria Robinson. Good morning, Maria.
Hi. Good to be here.
Thank you for joining us. It sounds like our annual dinner and our events in Santa Rosa, Thursday, September 19th, Friday, September 20th, the dinner's on the 21st. A lot going on with Task Force Americas. Tell us about all these events.
Yes, indeed. We had invited Karen Spring to come up specifically to speak at our dinner. She is a civil rights or human rights activist who works in Honduras, has lived there for the last 10 years, and whom we consider, and much of the press also considers, one of the foremost authorities on what's going on in the country.
And before the dinner, on Thursday the 19th and Friday the 20th, there's a couple of events in Santa Rosa. There's a bilingual presentation at the KBBF meeting room and another presentation with Karen at the Glazer Center. What are the times and tickets on those, Maria?
Sure. The Glazer Center starts at 6:15. That's on Friday. And that, of course, the Glazer Center is affiliated with the Unitarian Universalist Church. And they already support a Honduran family. So it's a very interest. They see the effects, but there are probably a lot of people that don't really understand the root causes of migration. So that's the Glazer Center. The KBBF one is at 6 o'clock. And that is at the KBBF studio, which is at the Carpenters Center. Both of those are probably closer to here. They're both in the Santa Rosa area. And that we are asking for a donation of $10 a person for each event to cover the costs and to also cover part of the of Karen's expenses as well. But no one will be turned away for lack of funds. He's a very, very important person to hear.
Absolutely.
Having lived in Honduras for the last 10 years and having been there as recently as 2 days ago. Mm. And Karen is like the most up-to-date person on what's going on in the country. And there is so much going on in the country in terms of unrest and corruption and lack of economic opportunity. But there are some very, very specific things. A lot of it, by the way, has to do with U.S. policy and how the U.S.
Right.
policy has gone wrong, which is basically what the role of the task force is to try to influence the U.S. government to modify its policies toward these strong-arm policies that they do have in Central America.
Right. Yeah, it's obviously a very complicated situation down there. Maybe, yeah, you could talk a little bit more about what Task Force Americas is doing and how this annual dinner fundraiser will help.
Yes. In fact, if you'd like sort of a summary of what the task force is doing, our website is taskforceamericas.org.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you could sign up for the dinner there as well. The task force was organized in the 80s during the Iran-Contra and so forth to try to, again, impact U.S. policy, not trying to modify foreign policies, but the U.S. policy, the U.S. government. And since that time, it has been very active. We do a lot of delegations to different countries. We've done a number to Honduras. We've done Haiti, Venezuela. Not the kinds of places you go as a tourist,
right.
But the places you really want to go to get an eyeful about what's really, really happening there. And we've done a number in Honduras. And I think for the last 9 years or so, Karen has been our guide down there. So it was very fortunate that we met up. And we have been able to support the work that she's doing. And part of these is not only to educate the public, but also to generate funds to support the work that she is doing. And, of course, to pay for her travel up here.
Right. So, absolutely. Well, it sounds like this event, Saturday, September 21st at the Unitarian Church in San Rafael, will be fun. It'll be dinner. It'll be live music. There'll be arts and crafts and a good cause.
Absolutely, yes. I'm going to be privileged to be able to hear her all three times. But there are, and you can hear her once in Spanish, twice in English, and she's definitely worth it. It's a very special event and a very special person to listen to.
That's great. Well, Maria, thank you so much for that. Go to taskforceamericas.org for tickets and more information. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.